Hello, 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 and welcome back to Quick Drag, EW's RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Series. I'm Joey Nolfi, Entertainment Weekly's Drag Race reporter, and today we're mixing it up a little bit. We have our first ever interview guest who is not one of the queens on RuPaul's Drag Race in front of the camera, but this person is absolutely a royal presence behind the camera, working magic, using RuPaul as a canvas to create stunning fashion creations, including looks referenced on episode 7 of All Star 7, which we are recapping today. That's right, today we have three-time Emmy winner Zaldi to break down his opinions on this week's tribute to RuPaul. Enjoy.
We have Emmy winner Zaldi back in the house. Emmy winner Zaldi. Yes, I can hear you. Thank you so much.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's okay. No, and I have to apologize for calling you Emmy nominee Zaldi. You are Emmy winner Zaldi. I have to correct that.
Why, thank you. I was going to remind you, but that's okay.
Yes, no, you know, just doing these live things, sometimes my tongue just slips to places that I have no idea where it's going, and I accidentally said nominee, not winner. But yes, we need to recognize the excellence that is Emmy winner Zaldi.
Oh, nice to talk to you.
Yes, it's nice to talk to you too. I interviewed you once before. It was a great interview. I love always hearing about your process and your relationship with Rue. And we have so much to talk about today. And there's no one better to do this than you. You have such an influential impact on RuPaul's fashion. I mean, many facets of which the queens displayed on the runway and this tribute to iconic Ru looks of the past. So I want to start with you by talking to you about if you know how it was sort of decided that these particular looks would be the looks that the queens would choose from for this challenge. Like, are they all some of RuPaul's favorites?
I mean, I'm not exactly sure how the final mix was chosen, but you know, I do know that, you know, like that some of these are so like personal favorites of all of both of ours, you know, starting with Supermodel, and then also then that like the pink leopard gown, I do know is Ru's favorite look we've ever done. Mm-hmm. So I imagine some of them are the favorites, but you know, there might have been, you know, like I was wondering about the one that was, you know, the beauty shop one, the little mini one that Trinity did, you know, because on my side it wasn't my personal favorite promo, but that's just me. That's fine.
Wait, so you did it like it, that's not one of your favorite collaborations you did with Rue?
I mean, I don't know, I just, it was something about the setup, I wasn't that inspired, but I did love our outfit in the end, you know. But anyway, I think it was so amazing, like watching everybody and see how they reimagined, you know, this as a starting point.
Well, I'm sure you also have some really great stories about how these individual looks came together. Like, I mean, like you said, RuPaul loves that pink leopard print dress so much.
Oh my God.
So do you have any like particularly fond memories of styling that for Rue or how that came together?
You know, I mean, because Rue is, you know, so large, larger than life, you know, you know, it's like we could never just buy an off the rack leopard print. So, you know, I always knew that we'd either have to like hand paint it or design a print to be printed. But one of the things, you know, that I did that Rue picked up right away was how large the scale was and of the actual leopard print and how we made the size range, you know, like grow from the bottom up, you know, and Rue just really loved that and thought it was just so special and so well thought out, you know, and like something that's like, she was like, oh wow, somebody thought about my size, you know, and like what a print does to me.
Well, I think that was for the Bob Mackie's second appearance, I believe. Is that correct?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
So what was it? I mean, I can only imagine, but what is it like when Bob Mackie and RuPaul are in the same room? That had to have been a wild day on set.
I mean, you know, like Bob Mackie is also my icon to Audel too. So you know what I mean? It's just like I share that same excitement that Rue does and enthusiasm knowing that Bob is there. So, you know, it's legends, legends, legends.
So that print, I mean, that was already such an iconic print. Rue loves the print so much. I mean, do you remember what was going through your mind the first time you saw Shay sort of attempting to recreate that by hand, painting it? Because, I mean, that was so impressive to me.
It is impressive, especially, you know, when like, you know, they're not designers, they're not fabric designers, they're maybe not artists, you know, but already sort of like knowing that if you're going to like distill this outfit, like what is the home, what is the most important thing in this outfit that you're going to pull out? And it has to be the leopard prints, you know, or the leopard pattern. But the fact that Shea just went for it, plus also did the gradation of the scale of the spots. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just so impressive. And then, you know, like her interpretation of like how to use that fabric to like her own style. I was just like, I'm getting goosebumps right now, mm-hmm. because I was just like blown away by that kind of thought process and like how to just like take something and then like really, really tailor it to like your own style.
Mm-hmm. Are you sort of there or like watching them do this like in person, or are you sort of like back in the Zaldi costume archives when all this is going on?
I'm in the Zaldi costume world, mm-hmm. You know, normally like somewhere around the world or in my studio, you know, working on many things. Okay. So I was not there watching them, mm-hmm. create these pieces.
So it was just as stunning to you, like to everybody else seeing this for the first time. Like I said, like the goosebumps thing, I totally like align with that.
Yes,
I got that too, looking at some of these. But of the queens in the challenge, who do you think embodied the spirit of the original dress the best? Like which one was your favorite?
I mean, this is like the really hard question is like, how do you choose a favorite of these favorite, you know, performers, you know, stars, you know, mm-hmm. like I don't even know how to choose. And, you know, like, you know, making clothes, if you're not used to making clothes, it's just so not easy to do. And then especially if you got to make them glamorous, you know, for a runway, it's just not, there's a lot of pressure. And so like, honestly, I just thought everyone did such an incredible job. And I was like, just like blown away by what they created. But then there's like different levels to me about like, what was my favorite, you know, like if I'm going for like, who was the most glamorous, like sort of vision, you know, it was definitely Jada. I mean,
that was so good.
Gold look when she came out with that little tiny mini fur, mm-hmm. And then sort of like tying it back, you know, to a Diana Ross like hairstyle. I mean, it was just incredible, visually stunning look. And so was Trinity, you know, it's just like this outrageous like head to toe look, but you know, it's like everybody really had a moment, I think, you know, like I was really impressed with like their thought process or their interpretation, you know, like everybody did something that I was really, really, really touched, mm-hmm. by.
Were there any particular elements then that you think were the most inventive or that really surprised you the most in terms of like how they use the materials or where they use the materials on the garments?
Oh yeah. I mean, like right out of the gate, it was Evie. And I just was like, it's like for Evie, you know, it's like, it's the thought process that was so impressive, you know, like there's this, like the storyline of like, I'm going to turn this look upside down. You know, and like enter my dark world. But the fact that she made these like this like huge skirt and turned it into like a gloves top, you know, and then the bodice orange into pants. I mean, I was just so impressed by that, you know, because it's like, it's more than just like I'm creating this inspired look. It really had like a really deep thought process to the finished outcome. And I just love that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, cause I think it is, we get obviously like a bite-sized portion of this for TV, like seeing their whole process. Cause you know, it obviously doesn't take just, you know, 60 minutes to create this dress. So like, can you give people an idea of, from that perspective of, you know, being someone who's so immersed in fashion, how much work truly does go into doing something like that? Like what we saw Evie or Shea or someone else do.
I mean, I think they have to do that in a day, mm-hmm. but you know, like I know, like when we're working on building something for Rue, you know, miracles can happen, but you know, it definitely takes like a week or two, mm-hmm. to make a look, you know, from head to toe. So it's like, you know, not only are they trying to create these incredible inspired looks, they're doing it, you know, on a project runway, you know, time crunch, and then not knowing exactly what they're doing too. It was just like, you know, watching Jinx like figure out hot gluing onto. I mean, it was so touching and heartwarming, you know, and like, and then seeing the struggle and then not knowing, you know, like, oh, well, you know, it has to be in the stretched position or else you're not going to make it stretch, you know, before you glue. It's just as like, you know, watching that and watching like their own experiences of, you know, what can be like the roadblocks and the pitfalls of actually creating the look and just seeing like the frustration and the time constraints. You know, it's like, it just takes you back and it's so real, like how involved and like how immersed and how serious, you know, they were all into this, you know?
Yeah. And I think it was interesting to see how their different visions came out. It's a lot in unexpected ways. I mean, especially Raja's. I mean, you knew Raja was going to do something strange, but that was like, it was somewhat polarizing, I think, to fans. I loved it. But how did you feel about Raja's interpretation of that look?
Well, one, you know, I mean, I love Raja. I love Raja's look. Yeah. And I really was kind of blown away by it because, you know, I mean, it's like, if you look at that outfit, you know, which is, you know, hand tattered bugle beads, you know, like you might just think I'm just going to like tear a bunch of holes into an outfit and go that direction. But, you know, it was so, there was so much more texture, layers and levels of like reflection and movement that was sort of like turned into this sort of more of a sculptural sort of like art to wear that I think really sort of like took it to a whole nother place. Yet it was so obviously connected to the inspiration. I was blown away, you know, and like, did people not like it?
Oh, there was, I mean, it was just, you know, as usual with Raja's looks this season, it seems to be, there are some people that are not understanding it. And then some people that are just like absolutely living for it. And I think this was one of them. I mean, I loved it. I thought it was fantastic.
You know, it's like, it doesn't like define your waist if that's, you know, what your vision is, but it's like, it was something more. I just loved it. I really loved it.
Well, now, speaking of wild looks, I mean, Rue had some wild looks everywhere this season. I mean, especially in the workroom, I mean, the gold pants, the black vest, the tracksuit with the pointy ears for the courtroom challenge. I mean, did you style him for that courtroom challenge, too?
No, I did not. No, Rue, you know, Rue likes to play, too. So, you know, Rue loves fashion. And, you know, Rue plays. She loves it. That's all. That's 100% Rue. Mm-hmm.
So you did not put RuPaul in flip-flops.
I don't put anybody in flip-flops, by the way. Let's just, yeah, you can quote me there.
That is one of my favorite Rue looks of all time, let me just say. I mean, that is, I mean, I cannot stop looking at that look. Now,
I love it.
I know you all sort of also like to sometimes pull from like Rue's past archives or throw in little surprising historical pieces that sometimes people pick up on, sometimes remain secrets for a while. So did you pull any surprising pieces or accessories from the archives for All Star 7?
Honestly, you know, like when that happens, it's like Rue, you know, it's like a Rue whim, you know, like it's like a playful, like, oh my God, I want to wear that dress again. You know, as like, as Rue explains, it's, you know, Rue's always like, when am I ever going to wear that dress again? You know, she's like, I love that dress. I need to wear it at least twice in my life, you know? And that's where this all comes from, is just like, you know, like I have to wear that again somewhere special, you know? And I do love that, you know? I mean, a lot of my clients, you know, that I make one-of-a-kind pieces for, you know, they're always like, I cannot wait to wear this look again, you know? Where most people never only wear things once if it's been on a red carpet or seen publicly. I love the idea of recycling.
Has that happened so far on All Star 7?
No, not that I've seen. Not no, yet. No.
Well, now you're also contending again for Emmys this year for costume design. So well deserved. So let's talk about Rue's looks for season 14. I mean, there seemed to be a record number of episodes for season 14, which lasted for quite some time, which means more Rue looks. So was there like a creative vision for RuPaul on season 14? And were there any interesting stories of how you acquired or chose certain looks for RuPaul to wear on that season?
Okay, this is like, you know, we do six of the shows that Ru hosts, all of those, you know, yearly. So it's really like this, like, all year round Ru factory that we have here. And then we're always working a year ahead. So like, you know, I did watch season 14. And then as soon as she said, let's review season 14, I just drew a complete blank of the, like, what was on season 14? like we're already like working on All Stars for next season, you know, like right now. So I'm like, I can't even think right now. Like, can you remind me of anything? I'm like literally drunk.
Well, there is a particular look that I think a lot of people were talking about after Mattymorphosis was red for her patch dress. Episodes later, Rue had a very similar patch dress. Now, was that intentional or was that purely coincidence?
That's purely coincidence, you know? And I mean, and let's just, I mean, there are two different things, yes, of the same kind of muse, but you know, the look, that look for Rue, you know, like, yeah, we always love A Coat of Many Colors as a reference, you know? But, you know, for me, that look turned up, you know, we created it because it's like every now and again, you know, I just, you know, I save like so many of the scraps of things that we use for Rue outfits because I think they're just so beautiful. And like every now and again, we will do like a coat of many colors of like scrap fabrics, you know, from dresses and gowns past, you know. And so that one, if you look closely, does have these sacred pieces of the hand painted leopard.
Oh, yeah.
In that look, you know, but you know, that look is, it's very designed, you know, it's like, it has gradating diamond patterns, you know, that get smaller towards the top. So like each piece is gradated into a small, like it's very involved. It's not literally like a patchwork was thrown together. Mm-hmm. There's a bigger, deeper like process that goes on.
So there's that. So there's the leopard one on there. What are the, what are some of the other, cause I can't like, I don't have a picture of it right in front of me, but what are,
me
do
too.
You remember of like any of the other ones?
I don't.
Okay. Well,
this is crazy because like we always talk about this in our studio, like how we're just like, people ask us all the time, you know, like, oh my God, that outfit, you know, on UK. And we're like, wait a minute, what season was, wait, what's outfit? I mean, cause we're just constantly moving and moving fast. And then it's like, you know, my mind is already on next year.
Yeah.
Like, what is the finale next year going to be? Mm-hmm. So, like, I wish you, I would have had them all printed out so I could look at them all.
Well, okay, if you're already thinking of what are the, some of the key words that are swimming around in your mind right now for what's going to be next?
Let me see. We're definitely in, like, custom hand-beating mode at the moment. Like, I'm very, like, wanting to bring that into the mix more. This in the coming seasons, you know, a lot more custom handwork. Mm-hmm.
So you
going into this.
So you stoned those tights, is what you're saying?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm just teasing you.
I'm talking thread and
yes. No, I'm totally teasing you.
I know.
Now, the last thing I will ask you. This question comes courtesy of my EW's binge co-host Jillian Cederholm. But what would your reaction be if Kim Kardashian said she wanted to wear a Rue dress from the archives to the Met Gala? And which one would you give her?
First of all, you would have to go through Rue, and Rue does not let go of her pieces freely is what I would say. But you know, I love Kim. So like, I would always be like, I'd be excited to see Kim in a Rue look. Oh my God. You know what I would love to see?
What would you love to see her in?
Is, this very, it's kind of, it was like, it's actually, it was one of the looks that Rue brought back from the '90s, and it kind of looks like a Pebbles Flintstone look. It's like pink and black,
yes.
Zebra, like, tiny, it's almost like a bathing suit.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
but Kim would kill it. She would look so amazing in that.
I thought you were gonna say the tracksuit and the flip flops.
Oh my God. This is your fantasy.
Maybe so. Maybe so. All right, Zaldi, thank you so much for joining me today. Is there anything else that you want to say about your work on season 14 or All Star 7? Because as we said, we're heading into, you know, another Emmy season, and I just, you know, want people to understand the you know, everything that went into making all of these looks.
I mean, you know, it's the same as every year, you know, like we just always want to like keep giving Rue like the things that how she sees herself, but like keep moving her and elevating the fashion, you know, like every season. And that's every year we keep trying to up the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because everyone's also doing the same. they're all upping their game. Yeah. So
no, absolutely. And it's just, I love seeing the creations that you all come up with together. I can't thank you enough for joining me today. Thank you so much to Zaldi. Everybody, please continue to support Zaldi. Check out Zaldi's socials for everything that is going on there. Everyone, please continue to watch All Star 7. Continue streaming Friday on Paramount Plus. And we will be back here on EW's Twitter Spaces at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific next Tuesday with another special guest for a new recap. Thank you again, Zaldi.
Thank you so much. Right,
bye-bye.
So nice to talk
to you. Nice to talk to you, too. Have a good day.
Thank you all so much for listening. To keep the conversation going, follow Entertainment Weekly on all socials at EW on Twitter and at Entertainment Weekly everywhere else. And tag me at Joey Nolfi. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate the podcast, and leave us a stunning review. This episode of Quick Drag is produced by Sammy Junio, Lauren Klein, Chanel Johnson, and Jillian Cederholm, and was edited by Lauren Klein. Full episode reports are available at EW.com.